FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music. That was Matthew West. Hello, my name is... Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It's May 19th, 7:19 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, weather-wise today, looking mostly sunny, hot, high of 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 68. Your winning Wednesday, looking sunny to start off, seeing some possible showers and thunderstorms. High of 91 on winning Wednesday. Right now, 73.
This morning, we're welcoming back our very special guest. It's Jerry Blitz, the Director of Ministry Operations for 10 Million for Christ. Jerry, good morning once again.
Good morning again.
It's so nice to have you. Tell any listener who wasn't tuned in this last break just a little bit about 10 Million for Christ.
So 10 Million for Christ is an evangelistic ministry. We work here in Lancaster, Florida and Romania, and we look to partner with churches to come together, share the gospel, tell people about Jesus' love.
That's cool. You just got back from Romania.
Yep.
Jeremy he's going today. I guess, to... do a bunch of things. Do you have any great stories of how God works through 10 million for Christ?
Yeah, Liam, there's a few. There's one particular one that comes to mind, and this is from a town called Folkeshan, and it's related to our English Bible camps. And I think it was about 2 years ago, there was a young boy, and he was kind of feeling detached through camp. And he, through random act of kindness, connected with one of the counselors. Her name is Lavinia. And Lavinia just sat down next to him and allowed him to share. And he shared how hard it was for him to be able to come to camp. Mm. He offered his mom and stepdad that he would get up early every morning to do his chores before camp, and he did. He even told his mom, I'll eat less food if it means that we can have money for me to go to camp.
Wow.
And this young man, young boy, was... He just wanted to be there so bad. He had not been there before. It was his first time. And as camp progressed, towards the end of the camp, Lavinia caught him just kind of looking emotional and sat down beside him. And he expressed this deep feeling. He said, at home, his home life is really tough. And he said, now I know what it means to have a good dad. Yeah.
Wow. That is powerful. How old was he?
He's like 10, 12 years old.
Come on.
Wow.
Praise God. What do those camps look like? All right, what's the age demographic? What is he learning in a camp like that that would make such a profound impact on his life?
So these are middle school age kids, 10 to 14 years old. And we chose that because the churches there do a lot of focus on young kids and a lot of focus on high school. So this was an awesome opportunity to step into that age group and really connect. They speak English. They learn it in school. But English from native speakers, the Americans, that's a draw.
Yeah.
And it brings in unsaved families. So you have that age group still willing to talk. They don't have the full attitude of high schoolers. And you really get to connect with them. And a lot of these kids come from families outside of the church.
Mm.
And that, you may say, how do you know that? Demographically, in this a lot of Romania, especially the south and the east, less than 1%. So less than 1 out of 100 people would proclaim Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Wow.
That's in a context, a religious context of, you know, the Orthodox Church. So there is religion there, but taking that deeper into it, the assurance of salvation. So with those small numbers, you can know, hey, they're coming from outside of these evangelical churches and maybe hearing about Jesus for the first time.
No kidding. We're so fortunate to be where we're from. That's never an issue.
Sure.
And a lot of the stuff that's profound to the folks you work with in Romania, we take for granted here. Tell us a little bit about the reaction that these kids have when they get to hold a Bible for the first time.
So we might think, hey, how many Bibles do you have at home? You got a couple translations on your phone. How many dozens do you have? There's one story of Maria. And we have a picture that just captures this, the joy of her face for having her first Bible.
Come on.
It was like the physical anchor of her hope and assurance of salvation. And she's just there holding it, like holding it up in front. You can see it. And the smile on her face is just beautiful.
And the little boy who gave his life to Jesus, he was so excited that one of the folks that you work with, he was like, don't you want this too?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
David in Galatz, at the end of the camp, Jeremy gave kind of an altar call, raise your hand if you want to receive Christ after his message. And David was sitting next to Andrew, one of our U.S. team members, And David springs up, and he turns to Andrew, his team captain. Andrew didn't stand up. And he's like, Andrew, don't you want this too? Like, you know, stand up, stand up. And of course, Andrew stood up. And after the prayer, David said, Andrew, I saw fireworks.
Whoa.
Like, he was with his eyes closed. I can assure you there were no fireworks in that room.
Whoa.
But it really felt like, you know, scripture tells us the angels, heaven celebrates. And it was like he got to see a glimpse of the party going on in heaven when he and the other kids in that room received Christ. It's just an awesome picture.
That's amazing. People coming to Christ, profound impact being had not only here in the States, but overseas in Romania. Jerry, if folks want to get involved or learn more, is there a good website for them do that at?
TimothyForChrist.org is our website. And if we're looking for team members to join us for the English Bible Camps, you can go to the Join a Team tab, and it'll give you the connection there. There's application. There's information to contact us there too.
So there's opportunity for folks to go over to Romania with you.
There is, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And for right now, it's actively looking for team members for July.
We again said we're very fortunate to be in this area. Volunteerism is something that we definitely take for granted. Are there opportunities to volunteer? I know you also do things a little differently. They can actually learn how to evangelize. What does that look like for you?
Yes. So there are opportunities to volunteer and to be equipped. For men, for women, for people who want to learn how to confidently share their faith. And you can say, well, maybe not the biggie evangelist, and it's easy, like Jeremy, but Jeremy would also say, hey, it wasn't easy for me a few years ago.
Sure.
We make a deliberate, conscious effort to follow the Great Commission. And we have a bunch of easy, you know, tools, strategies, and just, hey, come with us, and we'll share the gospel together.
That's very cool.
Right here in Lancaster.
10millionforchrist.org is the place to visit. You can learn more about what Jerry and his team are doing over in Romania and right here in the States, opportunities for you to get involved there as well. Jerry, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. I loved it.
This was really great. Have a great rest of your day. We're diving right back into the music with We the Kingdom. Here's Rescue Me right here, FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music.